It is our Cyclone Insider, all brought to you by Legends in Marshalltown. Well, it was a big matchup on Monday night, 73-65. Iowa State comes up on the short end against the Houston Cougars on the road. So both these teams split at home and home this year in the Big 12, which, you know, we talked about it, John. You know, just two really good teams. What was your takeaway from that game in a real tight one?
Yeah, it was really a physical game, and you know, I think Houston was able to get out to that 17-4 lead, and that's pretty hard to overcome on the road. Now, Iowa State did keep battling and got it down to 3 at one point and 4 on a couple of other occasions. Mm-hmm. And it was a very good game. I mean, you had two excellent teams going after each other. And but you know, that's a hard deficit to overcome, and Iowa State wasn't able to do it. I do think Houston is really good. I think Jamal Shedd's probably the Big 12 Player of the Year. And he kind of took over that game down the stretch and made play after play for Houston. And that's what Player of the Year candidates do. And so, you know, it was a great win for them. But, you know, the thing is, Iowa State's still not out of the race. Mm-hmm. I mean, if Houston goes and loses at Baylor on Saturday, which they certainly could, then Iowa State would be right back, assuming Iowa State beats West Virginia, they'd be right back into a tie for first place. And mm-hmm. they, as you mentioned, they split during the season. So, that number one seed still is a very distinct possibility for mm-hmm. Iowa State.
Yeah, plus I think Houston's still got Kansas, don't they?
They do. They're going to host Kansas. Now, I don't see them losing that game just because they're almost unbeatable on that floor. Mm-hmm. And but, yeah, that will be a tough one to close out regular season play for sure.
So Iowa State back home this Saturday. As you mentioned, a physical battle, Houston on the road on Monday night. Last year, these were the two times West Virginia and Iowa State matched up last year were two of the most physical basketball games I think I've ever – I mean, they're the closest thing to a football game that you can get on a basketball court. These two teams really battled it out last year, and it should be another good matchup this Saturday at 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah, anytime basketball players are wearing headgear like wrestlers, you know that there's going to be a physical game. But, yes, you know, but the thing about it is West Virginia has a new coach. Bob Huggins is gone. Mm-hmm. And they basically don't have any of their roster returning. But two guys that don't play a significant role are back from their team from a year ago. Other than that, it's completely different guys. So I'm not sure they're going to play as physical of a style as what we saw a year ago when West Virginia actually swept Iowa State, beating them in Ames and in Morgantown. I do think that they are a little bit underrated nationally as far as people don't think they're very good because their record isn't good. But what happened was they had three of their best players become eligible at the semester. In fact, mm-hmm. their three best players became eligible at the semester. So they're a much better team right now, even though their record doesn't reflect it, than they were in November and December when they kind of dug themselves a hole. So they're still dangerous. I think on Iowa State's home court, they should win it, but I don't want to assume anything. And these guys are certainly, you know, as they showed when they beat Kansas and beat Texas, they're certainly capable of winning a big game.
Also, a big headline this week on the football side of things as the Cyclones will be looking for a new offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's a bummer from the Iowa State perspective. I'm very happy for Nate Schielhaus because it's a great opportunity for him, and he's very deserving. He had a terrific year as Iowa State's mm-hmm. offensive coordinator this past year and had really a great impact on the program over several years that he was here. So it's a big loss for Iowa State. But, you know, one thing I'm very confident in is that Matt Campbell always finds the right people to fill those voids, and he will, and he's well-respected, and he'll attract a very positive, good candidate for that spot, no question about it, and the program will go forward. Because I think this Iowa State offense has a chance to be really good this year. They're going to have all 11 starters returning. So whoever inherits that job is going to inherit, I think, the pieces to have a very good offense.
Any hot leads on the replacement?
No, I don't. I mean, knowing Matt, he will look outside and inside because mm-hmm. he always considers the people that are right within his program or has past connections with. So, you know, I think he's very loyal to the people he's worked with in the past or currently. And so I think that's a possibility that it'll be somebody within his tree. But you know, we've also seen him hire from the outside and make some great hires. So that could be the route he goes too. But we'll see what happens with this thing.
Yeah, Cyclone Leary was lobbying for Brian Ferentz, so...
Not surprisingly, yeah. That's well. I'll just leave that one aside.
Yeah. All right. Have a great call this Saturday. Thanks for the time this morning, John.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. Bye.